Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin today with last night's episode of NXT broadcast live on USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. In the main event, Trick Williams defeated Noam Dar.
Look at Dar. Dar shouting over, I think, to Lash Legend as Jakara Jackson trying to help back up Aura Mensa on the far side. And oh, there's Noam Dar setting up for that Nova roller. Trick shot! Trick shot! Williams into the cover! Trick Williams continues to build momentum!
After the match, Williams called out Carmelo Hayes, who attacked him while disguised as a security guard, to end the show. In first-round matches in the NXT Tag Team Title No. 1 Contenders Tournament, the Good Brothers beat Hank Walker and Tank Ledger, and Axiom and Nathan Frazier beat Charlie Dempsey and Miles Bourne. Drew Gulak defeated Riley Osborne to retain the NXT Heritage Cup 2-1. Gulak won the third and deciding fall in round 4. Osborne had scored the first fall in round 1, while Gulak then scored the second in round 2.
The referee, what would Nix? The referee, distracted by Thea Hale, didn't see Jasmine Nix, and Drew Gulak stole the match!
In other results, Dijak, Brooks Jensen, and Obafemi clashed in a pull-apart brawl. Sol Ruka defeated Brinley Reese, and Roxanne Perez went over Tatum Paxley by submission. Lyra Valkyria attempted to make the save for Paxley, but Perez took her down as well. In ratings news, Monday Night Raw brought in a total audience of 1.687 million viewers to USA Network this week, according to WrestleNomics. That total is down from last week's audience of 1.751 million. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.55, also slightly down from last week's demo rating of 0.56. AEW Collision on Saturday drew an audience of 393,000 viewers to TNT, according to WrestleNomics, which was down 7% from the audience of 427,000 for the week before. The 18 to 49-year-old demographic rating for the episode was a 0.12, also down from the previous week's rating of 0.13. And in news from outside the ring, Negro Casas is set to be honored by the Cauliflower Alley Club with its 2024 Lucha Libre Award, according to an official announcement made yesterday. With a still-active career that began in 1980, Casas has been a fixture of Mexican Lucha Libre, especially CMLL, for decades. In addition to being a former world middleweight and welterweight champion multiple times in CMLL, he held the world lightweight and middleweight titles in the now-defunct UWA. Casas was a member of the inaugural Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame class in 1996. He would join previous winners of the CAC Lucha Libre Award, including Conan, Rey Mysterio Jr., and Blue Demon Jr. The Cauliflower Alley Club reunion and awards banquet is scheduled to take place in Las Vegas in August. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.